Happy St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, folks.
Are you out there? Are you boozing right now, boys?
Who's deep into a Guinness?
Who's deep into
some vitamin G?
Oh, a vitamin G, a three-day bendy. Is anyone on day three of a bendy?
Day three of the bender situation.
Do you know who St. Patrick is?
No.
Me neither. I actually tried to explain that earlier today, and I couldn't. I couldn't.
I am baffled as I get older that people do still celebrate this. I mean, you know what? My 93-year-old grandma texted me this morning, Happy St. Patrick's Day. And I was like, it is a cute little day to celebrate. But when I remember turning like 28 and my friends being like, what are we doing for St. Patrick's Day? And I was like, you know, you've got a wife.
Like March Madness, ideally.
You've got a kid.
This is the first March Madness, or it's like, it's not, March Madness isn't on St. Patty's Day.
Oh, it usually is the first weekend.
Yeah,
because
I used to always ditch those parties to watch March Madness. And right. I do have a bone to pick with you, by the way, because there were 366 days this year. And you chose one of the four best days of the year to, record
isn't
your
that
album.
Really brutal of me, yeah. I wish I had thought about that, like looked at the schedule that I didn't even,
I know. It's one of those things that like you don't.
Like I booked this in November, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm mad about it for sure.
Are you?
I can't watch games for like hours.
And it's going to be like you're out. So you're recording your album on Saturday.
Yeah.
The 23rd. It's going to be like on your mind. Like it's going to be tough to like just watch March Madness on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I won't have a relaxing weekend, which sucks because that Thursday is my favorite.
It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Who do you...
You know what? I remember throwing out a date that was March break, so the last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Or this Saturday, one of the two.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, yeah, maybe March break, like people will be gone or something like that.
Right.
And we're like, oh, let's not do that.
Do we have a lot of friends with kids?
No.
Okay. Do we know a lot of teachers in Toronto?
Uh-uh.
Right.
No, that was like this is a valid call. But the only thing that I was like, oh yeah, maybe I won't do it on March break. That's like, like maybe people won't be in the city. It's actually true that, but yeah, not our friends. one that we know.
We did just discuss this on March break. We do have a quick call out because the Friday before March break was a PD day or a PA day.
Yeah.
Why?
I know. That
Why
sucks.
Are we taking a day
that's
off school the day before?
It's just
sewer
mean,
mode.
Like, yeah. Because what do you do with your kid in March break? You put them in a camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, or some shit. Yeah. I remember going to a camp.
Yeah. What kind of camp did you go to? Basketball?
I went to like a basketball camp once, which is fucking hilarious.
How'd that pan out? Still, do you still use those skills?
I remember once my parents, they hung out with us for like 3 days. And then I remember, I have a vivid memory of entering a camp on a Thursday. And they were like, you're new, like you guys are just coming on the Thursday. We've already had like 3 days together. It was like me, Carly, and Andrea, me and two of my sisters. Like my parents signed us up like to go. They were like, we're done. So Thursday, Friday, we went to basketball camp. But all the kids had already like known each other for 3 days.
Yeah, that's tough.
And like everyone was so confused. I remember, like I vividly remember.
Okay, so a couple things could have happened there. Did they just forget they signed you up for basketball camp until the Thursday? Or were you guys like doing things for the first 3 days, but they're like, we just need coverage on these days?
I think that was it, probably.
And you showed up late. That's not great value, though. That's not a value, value camp.
I would say all my sisters were like decent at basketball. Lindsay was like very good.
Yeah, Lindsay Bald.
Yeah, Lindsay Bald. She had a boyfriend in high school who told her he hated her basketball shorts, and then she like stopped playing basketball. So awful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He seems great.
Yeah, like he wrote the book on gaslighting, I think. But yeah, all my sisters were like pretty good at that.
At those sports,
basketball, volleyball, et cetera.
Yeah.
Me, not so much.
What was your best sport? I guess figure skating?
Well, yeah, but like when I was like young, I'd say like I wasn't bad at soccer. Like I played soccer and I wasn't bad.
Sure, people are good at soccer.
Yeah.
You're like low to the ground. And
But I definitely never went anywhere. But like I could like maybe play like a...
Like for Team Canada?
I could play like on a summer team. No, I couldn't. You have to like play that place.
You could sign up for an intramural league like for fun.
Yeah. And, but the ball.
You'd be
would,
bad.
The,
You'd be bad.
I'd be bad. The ball would scare me, I think.
Yeah, that's an issue then.
Yeah. I have a really itchy nose right now.
Okay. Do you want to take care of that? There's a little like Kleenex little Well, it's toilet paper, but there's a little toilet paper on the counter there.
Because I'm seeing paper towel and a coffee.
Yeah, and a lot of Pokemon cards. There she is.
Sorry.
We're just going to keep it rolling. Welcome to St. Batty's Day. Welcome to the Mommy and Daddy podcast. Steph's album recording is almost sold out.
Yeah.
Like super close to being sold out. So if you're listening and you wanted to go to the 8 p.m., get your ticket right now, please. Yeah.
There's under 20 tickets left.
Yeah.
To be able to see me.
Yeah. And there's under 20 seats in the place. I made that joke last time. Going to make it again. No, it's going to be great. Okay. Leading into this, we had a wild day.
So I'm in preparation mode. Yeah. And I actually thought today that I was like, I can't do a podcast. And then I'm like, no, you know what? It's good. Like, all I'm doing is sitting around writing out my set 1,000 times, rehearsing it 1,000 times.
Just good worrying. To do something
else. Yeah, just worrying about potential things. So I was like, yeah, let's do a pod. Let's fucking fly the kid to the East End on several buses and a subway. And then Jimmy Jams calls me.
That's me.
Jimmy Jams, as we call him on the pod, he called me and he said, I'm picking up some little cards of some sort.
Yeah, it was like there was like a little, we talked about it briefly, started a Pokemon channel. I'm sort of just keeping the cards moving reviewing.
So he was going to get some cards. Young Station. And then I just happened to be on my phone and I was looking up these pants that I wanted for my show. And I'm like looking, I'm 2 stations away from Young.
Yeah.
And I see that there is on sale at Aritzia at the Bloor and Young. And I'm going to be there in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I know the Aritzia is like right out there. And Jim, we're firing up.
That's the thing. I was like, I don't have to go to Young.
Yeah.
But like I was already at my sister's. So I was close to the subway. Yeah, I'll give their exact address. But I was like,
don't worry, I've done that this past week. So
Posted
my address online. Let's talk about that after.
Ooh, I kind of want to talk about it right now for a quick second. No, we can pause this story. Tell us that. Well, this is the podcast with ADHD. Let's pause that. Put that on hold. What'd you do?
I posted my G1 came in the mail.
Which we're very proud of you for getting.
Yes, and I remember last podcast I was talking about how good I looked on my G1. Didn't look that good. My hair was like, didn't look that great. And I was so pumped. I actually, here's the thing too, is that I had a glass of wine and I was feeling fun. I was feeling a little flirty.
Okay.
And I took a picture and I was like, this picture's pretty good. Okay, here's the thing is I looked good in the picture holding my G1 up.
Right.
Put it on my story, got a bunch of love on my story. I was like, I'm going to here's where you get a little, you know, I was a little day tipsy.
Yes.
I'm going to fire this on the main. I'm going to throw it on the grid.
Right.
Put it on the grid. Got it. So many likes. A lot of like old flames liked it, which is always a good feeling.
What do you mean a lot of old flames liked it? What exactly does that mean?
Like old crushes, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And so
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was doing well. And then I get a few messages from people being like, so you can see your address. And I was like, I didn't think you could because I thought it was just like far enough away. Like you couldn't read it if you just put it. But if you zoom in.
You can read
it. If you zoom in, you can figure it out. It's like it's either there's a couple numbers that were like up for debate, but it would be like you go to the street and you just kind of see.
Yeah, you can like suss out. You can go to a couple addresses. Like if you want to stalk staff.
The most alarming thing. And I knew what your opinion would be on it, and I kind of wanted that answer, was like, take it down. So I texted you, and I knew you would be like, take it down.
Now, I will say, I also got several texts about you posting that.
Really?
Yeah.
About address?
Why had people message be like, does Steph know that like her address is?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just you.
Yeah, so I got about 5 messages, and
I got almost that many.
And I was like, kind of like, calm down, everyone.
Right.
And then I got a message from someone who kind of creeps me out, being like, just so you know, your address is.
Ooh.
A guy that follows me on TikTok and likes every single one of my TikToks. He's like a reply guy.
Right.
And I mean, it was a nice message. It was like, I just want to let you know that you can like basically see the address.
I want you to let you know that I have figured out your address.
So now basically this past week, so I took it right down.
Right.
But I mean, it was up there for long enough. And every night in the middle of the night when I go and pee about 3 to 4 times in the middle of the night, because that's what I do every evening. definitely check out the window to see
if who's lurking. My favorite thing was that you weren't concerned initially, and then you were concerned about the address. And the people that texted me were like, I mean, shout out Jess Harvey, big fans of the show. Yeah. Sorry we didn't mention you as one of our number one fans, Jess. We're sorry. You didn't have to text me and be like,
oh, we didn't?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
It's because, like, we see her so much. Sure. Like, we get it. You're walking made-up dogs. we get it. You're doing your taxes. But there was more the, like, oh, they can steal your, like, license number to steal your identity was a main concern.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's funny that we weren't worried, and then we got worried about the address. But then other people were, like, more worried about just stealing your identity. Number. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Here, hold it up again on the podcast. I actually did take it out when we posted the last podcast of you holding it. Or no, we didn't actually do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do we have a moment? I mean, I've had to do that at some point.
It's one of those things, you know, when someone's like, oh, is the government listening to me, like, why, like, I'm not so special, no one's gonna actually do any, but then it's like, you know what, let's just take all the there's enough necessary.
Yeah, there's enough out there.
I hope my identity isn't being sold. That would be actually pretty sick.
That'd be a good podcast episode. Yeah. So we're at Aritzia.
Jimmer, have you ever been to Aritzia.com?
Oh man,
is that your first time there? I mean, to me, guessing, I would say yes.
They all blend together. Like Forever 21, yeah. Garage, Aritzia.
The Raj?
Garage.
Oh, Garage.
La Raj.
Spent a lot of time in La Raj.
Hollister, back in my heyday.
The girls there, yeah, like when they greet you, and that one girl kept, because they work on commission.
They were buzzing. Kept, yeah. Also, you were buzzing. Yeah, you would, like, be buzzing mid-sentence, and then you would just zip across, like, six... Like, you were hopping over couches, like, to get... Be like, I need to wipe the dish shirt, and then I'd be like, I think that would go with that.
I need to put a tank top with these pants, yeah.
You walked away mid-sentence several times, and we're, like, 50. You put so much separation between us in that place.
I know, and I was like, if we didn't know each other so well, that would have been, like, very rude of me, but I don't
care. It's true. I really didn't care.
I truly don't give a fuck.
So you're picking a fit out for
your special. Yeah, I'm trying to pick out a fit, and the girl... I was like, oh yeah, I saw these pants online. I'm like, she's like, oh, what are you wearing? Is it like for work? And I was like, oh yeah, it's like an event. And then, like, as I'm saying it, I'm like, oh brother, this is like my biggest nightmare, is telling someone that I do stand-up comedy, like telling a stranger.
Yeah, that's a nightmare, telling someone what you do.
It's a nightmare. I've talked about this. On
You hate it, eh?
I hate it.
Oh, I love it.
I know. I
love saying, I don't know.
I hate the follow-up questions so much. I hate seeing someone's reaction then, oh my God, who's your favorite comedian?
Who do you say?
I say it changes month to month. Right now, I would say Nate Bargatze, best-selling, probably my top two.
Yeah, that was too long an answer. I didn't think you were going to get that deep into it.
Sorry.
No, that's, I love it. Thank you for answering. Or
I'll say, you know what? I watch a lot of live comedy in Toronto, and if you really should check out, like, Chris Locke. He's the funniest person
in
the
world. Yeah, I love saying Toronto comedian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Stephanie Neal, Chris Locke, you should check them out.
Step Baby Neal.
Okay, also, just to get more ADHD, ADH, we've shortened it, right? ADH, is that what we say now?
No, we've added the H to ADD.
To get a little bit more ADH here, I have to make a decision with my
Adreno
album.
Okay.
If I'm Steph or Stephanie Neal.
Ooh, let's put up a poll.
Yeah.
A stripper poll.
But, okay, also going back to the story.
Was this the original story we were going back to? Because, like, we're at a Ritzy, and then I was like,
that I told the lady that I was a singer.
Is that what we were going to talk about? Because I did forget now. Okay, yeah, you told her that you were a singer.
So I said, she was like, oh, what's the event? And I was like, oh, yeah, next weekend I'm performing. And I was going to say stand-up, and then I was like, I'm a singer. I'm a singer.
She had a lot of. She was like, I'm picturing you singing.
And then
in this
she
outfit.
Like brought it up eight more times, and Jimmer, yeah, you were like, oh, she's not very good. She's like, no, don't ruin my fantasy.
Yeah, I was tripping her. But in fairness, like, I don't think you're that great of a singer.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I've heard you're Christina Aguilera slaps.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
No debating that.
I do have a good Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, you do.
Come on over, baby. Hey, boy, don't you know I got something going on? Yes, I do.
It still feels racist somehow when you do Christina Aguilera. And I know it shouldn't, but it does.
When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. It kind of sounded like the start of a Christmas song.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm doing a Christina Aguilera show.
I have to interrupt really quickly. What's that song from? It's driving me nuts.
Mulan.
Oh, it's Mulan. Yeah. Yes, let's go. That's my fave.
Is it?
I love. All I know is I've only.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns.
Let's interrupt Jimmer's sentence. I just remember on my first watch through, I loved Mulan. Like, I remember leaving when I was like 8 or 9.
Good story.
With Linda, and I was like, Mulan fucking slapped, Linda. Okay. Okay.
It does slap. So anyways, I will be performing 45 minutes of a
Christina
Aguilera impersonation live on Saturday night, March 23rd.
And a lot of Aritzia is going to be in attendance. A lot of the Aritzia employees are going to be in attendance.
Your face at one point, I was like, why is your face like that? And you were like, what is it? And I was like, you just look like...
Yeah.
You were scared, and like someone asked you something once, and like you gave such like a pussy little answer, which is so classic by you.
What did someone ask me?
They're like, oh, do you need anything? You're like, oh, we're good, or something like that.
I don't remember that. Someone was like, are you a staff? And I remember having a moment, be like, does everyone in here know your name?
Yeah. Every person like working the floor, because I was like, oh yeah, add that to staff.
Yeah. And there was a girl from France that was in there, yeah, who came to Canada to learn English, which I thought was unique.
Also, this was a funny like part that I just had. I've been shopping a lot by myself, and it sucks. Like, I'll FaceTime a friend or my sister, because I'm like, I need an opinion, or I'll ask someone in the store, but you know, they want you to buy it normally.
So. Looks great.
Yeah. Biased opinion. And Jimmer was, I don't know where the fuck Jimmer was, and I had to call him from the changing room and be like, sorry buddy, but I need you to come back here and give me an opinion, and I'm so sorry about that. But then Jimmer was kind of went into stylist mode.
Come on.
You did well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we did just do a little fashion test here.
Yeah.
I need a
little pop of color, pop of fun, so stay tuned to see what that's going to be.
Yeah, we're going to have a little pop under there, but we did okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jimmer, like, worked with the layers, with the, like, I needed a little something, yeah, it's good. My nose is fucked right now. Am I, like, allergic to
Aritzia?
You're allergic to Aritzia.
I should not be allowed back in Aritzia. I felt very uncomfortable in the back change room. I thought
he was going to get arrested.
Well, the issue was, like, we were clearly the two oldest people there by far.
Yeah.
But you were also a cheek, and I was a dude.
Yeah, but there was, like, a couple, like, weren't there, like, dads back there?
That's different.
Right.
That's their dad taking their 13-year-old daughter to Aritzia.
That's creepier.
Well, the dad, there was a dad there.
In my opinion, that's fucking creepier. Don't take your 13-year-old daughter.
Okay, well, I made up her age, but
your 13-year-old daughter to Aritzia, dude, that's fucking
the sucks. Mom was there too. You could tell you wanted to come over and like watch college basketball on my phone with me.
Oh yeah. Well, Jimmer asserted his
I asserted my dominance by bringing up ESPN on my phone while you were asking me questions.
I mean, you're a sports guy through and through. You can't help it.
Yeah, I was actually intrigued because like March Madness is coming up and we have to give our March Madness picks today. Well, I mean, it starts on Thursday.
Oh, so no, like we have a week.
Well, yeah, but we just have to give like our pick on what's happening. Like, we just have to pick a team or two for fun. I don't know what any of the seedings are.
No, but you're
are.
Not doing the picks.
No,
you're
not the doing bracket's pick. Not
the
out
bracket.
Yet.
Yeah, the bracket's not out. When does the bracket go out?
Oh, probably tomorrow, actually. Okay,
that's fun.
So we just need to like roll that together, a couple of teams. Because like it's championships. All the finals are today.
Sure.
Yeah. My NC State had a big upset. Now I think NC State's going to be in there. Let's go Wolfpack.
That's so fun.
Let's go Wolfpack.
I need to pick a team.
Yeah. It's tough when we don't know who's in yet.
Yeah, fair enough.
I remember.
I mean, I'm a big Tennessee girl, and they're doing really well. Yeah.
Also, didn't you like Purdue a lot last
year?
Yeah. And I remember I had them losing the second game, and they lost. They were the second one seed to lose.
Right.
But like, it's hard not to like this Zach Edey, the Canadian kid.
Yeah, now. I know.
And now
I'm rooting
for Purdue. I've always hated Purdue.
No, Purdue's always been big on, like, always like in my finals.
And I think it makes sense that it's like, oh, I never Purdue passed the first round. Like, if they're like a one seed, I'm like, yeah. But there's something about them that throws me off. But I do like this little redemption arc now. And sure. I do like that it's a Canadian stud.
Yeah.
And he's a sweetheart, man.
Where's he from?
Canada.
No, but where? Like,
great Edmonton, question. I actually want to say it's like in Toronto area.
Really? Okay.
But I really want you to Google that real quick because I'm not sure.
Oh, I was trying to not be on my phone this episode.
This is on me. It's okay. Just my phone's recording. It's Zach Edey. Zach erectile dysfunction. When will my reflection show?
Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto. Fuck, mm-hmm. I love that. It just mm-hmm. says Toronto. Not even what...
Not even Pickering, man.
Yeah. do you think that... No, I don't even need... I don't know why I asked that question. I was going to be like, do you think Etobicoke and Scarborough are part of Toronto? But I was like, I don't care.
No. Is London a part of Sarnia? Is Edmonton a part of Saskatchewan?
My favorite joke with people, when I'm around people that are all born and raised in Toronto, a.k.a. nightmares, that I love to say, like, well, London is like basically part of Toronto.
That is funny because like it's deep.
Okay, but this is when London is part of Toronto. Okay, is when you're on vacation on the other side of the world.
I was just gonna ask this. Do you say you're from Toronto?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are from, like, I'm now consider myself like I'm okay, from Toronto.
This is interesting because I remember talking with my sister and Jeffrey, my brother-in-law. Because I'm not giving away his name still, and I think that's fun. Okay, that's a fun bit. I started that bit last week, and yeah, I think it's funny. Okay. To just call
I forget
him
all
Jeffrey
our bits.
Forever.
We only do our bits for 1 week. How dare you do that bit for the second time in a row?
It was like 5 days ago we recorded that. Jeffrey, my guy. But I remember them being like, we're from like 2 hours outside of Toronto, or like we're London,
yeah,
or something,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, aren't we, like, outside, kind of from Toronto, though?
Outside Toronto. I've said that for sure. I do remember in Dominican Republic, when I was young, I was with my older sister, and she met someone, and
it was Matt?
And she said, I'm from London, Ontario. Like, she just said London, Ontario. And, yeah. And he was like, me too. And it was a really crazy thing.
Yeah.
That if she didn't say that,
I think a good way to do it,
they wouldn't have fucked.
Valid point. A good way to do it is to be like, I'm from London. It's like 2 hours outside of Toronto.
Yeah. But now, like, we're from Toronto. Like, we've lived in Toronto for 10 years.
Ooh.
We live in Toronto.
We do live in Toronto. We're from Toronto. That's actually wild. I just got gooseies all over my hog. That's wild. We've been in Toronto for that long.
Dimply hog over,
like,
here.
I remember, like, being dimply 20 dimply. And being like, I want to move to Toronto.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now I take it for granted.
Yeah, I know. I love the city, although it's fucked how expensive it is, and it shouldn't. They're going to lose all their artists. So what are you going to do? They're not going to have a fucking scene. No singers.
Okay, so what do you think the next place in Canada, the next artist scene?
Like, you know how it's like Detroit right now? Like, everyone, like, all these artists are moving to Detroit.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, like, you can buy like a house there for like a dollar.
See, I love that. So yeah. Do you think that'll happen here?
I mean, it's going to be gentrified. So it's like, that's kind of what that movie was about. That scary movie. Balumafu. Oh, fuck. What was it called?
Zaboomafu? Do you guys remember watching Zaboomafu and being freaked out as a kid?
Scary movie.
Vacancy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are just coming up. Oh, my God. It's like one word and I can't think of it at all.
Okay, wait,
and it had a Skarsgård brother in it.
Oh, it?
Oh, no, not that.
Oh. Because... I'm getting
love
a lot
all
of
the Skarsgård brothers. So okay, fucking
shut up.
Much.
No one cares. Literally, no one knows who they are. The Vancouver Fringe keeps emailing me and being like, artists in Vancouver are struggling. Like, all these emails and be like, yeah. Our Fringe is going to be shutting down. All this, and I'm
like,
you guys sound desperate as shit.
yeah. Thirsty motherfuckers.
I feel like Austin, Texas. Well, I might be wrong. Was like a big place people started moving
to
a couple, like, a while ago.
For sure. I mean, we still will look at like houses in Texas because. Will's family
there.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's so
cheap.
It is
crazy. Ah, what is this movie called?
I love that
the baby lady who's scary, with the big tits. Did you not see this?
The baby with the big tits.
The baby lady with the big tits. If you don't know.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about now.
You saw that movie.
Wait, where she like, they think she's a little girl. Wait, the baby lady with the big tits. I'm out. I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Type that into Google and see what happens.
Okay, I will.
This is scary. Who? Okay. Type in Skarsgård like horror movie.
Yeah, I did, but then one with his brother comes up.
It?
Or not? Remind me after this that I need you to help me workshop a tag of a joke. I've been meaning this.
Oh man, we are all over the map, dude. What does that mean?
It's like inappropriate. Like so unprofessional.
Well, that's, yeah.
Like very unprofessional. What is this movie called? Movie Detroit Horror.
Is it in Detroit?
Horror 2022. Airbnb. Yes, it's about an Airbnb. Barbarian. Have you not seen it?
No. I haven't even, not heard of it. I haven't.
It's good.
Or I haven't heard of it. Barbarian.
Yeah.
Or like Boobarian, eh? Because it's a baby with big boobies.
Buddy, it's good.
Why? What is it?
It's creepy and it's really well done. And it's about like gentrification, like that, like in Detroit, kind of, yeah.
I had the best 2 days of my life in Detroit. So I think all the artists should be there because Old Dominion put on the best show of all time.
A woman staying at an Airbnb discovers that the house she's rented is not what it seems.
Oh, that's a classic.
And it's called What's His Nuts in it?
One of the Skarsgårds.
And Jason...
Derulo.
Yeah, it's got Jason Derulo in it.
Jason Derulo plays a baby with big boobies. James.
Justin Long and Bill Skarsgård.
Oh. Wasn't Justin Long in one where he turns into a walrus? Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's like some like weird psycho surgeon like turns people into walruses and uses their like femurs as tusks.
Ah, scary.
Not really. I actually woke up thinking about that movie today because heard about it and I was like,
Justin Long?
Not to be that guy. Medically, doesn't sound that plausible.
Fuck's sake.
So I don't think that's scary to me.
Fuck you.
If I can disprove it, I don't find it scary.
Walrus. Oh, it's also, a 2014 movie. Tusk. Called Tusk.
Yeah. Were you on the bus with me in St. Catharines when someone sat beside me? Like, you look like Justin Long.
No.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I had my hair.
Isn't he married now to Kate Bosworth, who's like an absolute smoke show?
Didn't she go missing this last week? Get it? Kate Middleton?
I get it. Okay, wait. We're talking about horror. Hey, this is kind of actually a nice little segue for once into something I really wanted to talk to you about.
Aritzia.
What are your thoughts, ideas, opinions on ghosts?
Oh, ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Used to love them. I find it fascinating that like bees are like a thing for ghosts.
Oh.
I used to have a thing.
Okay, so you believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay. Did I tell you about going to Tennessee with Will's family? This is not a ghost story, by the way. Let me just preface it. But
that doesn't shock me right
meeting
now.
Meeting all of his family and them just openly talking about a ghost that like grew up in one of like that grew up like lived in one of their houses.
The ghost grew up. It sounds like the ghost didn't grow up. That's why it's dead.
And they're all just like, yeah. And then when I saw, they have a name for it, Percival.
That's such a ghost name.
I know. When I saw Percival, it's the house was built on like where a war happened. I can't talk about war.
No, you can't.
Something to do with war. And
dead people were around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, get that hair out of your mouth.
I remember their family left, and then I was left with like the cousin's husband. And he just turned to me. He's like, oh, so we're just believing in ghosts. I guess like we all believe in ghosts, eh? Like we're not going to, like, don't you have to kind of, when you're like telling someone a ghost story, be like, oh, do you, like, you know what I mean? Preface it a little by saying,
oh,
like,
interesting.
Like we're just.
No, I don't think so. Because I think if you're so like into it,
you're
just like.
If you're so into it, and some people are so into it.
It's like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
Well, you know that a lot of the symptoms of ghost, like that people had back in the day, say, you know, like the early 1900s.
yeah.
And it was like a touch on your shoulder or seeing a figure right. was actually carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
All those classics and like symptoms, which is an interesting fact because I feel like that was the time when there were a lot of ghost yes. stories.
Cousin Tessa.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get this pretty wrong, but she did like a whole, let's call it a thesis. Let's call it her PhD. She did on like sleep paralysis.
Oh, cool.
And however, you know the stories. Does
that make you think that you're...
No.
Sorry.
Maybe if I finish my thought.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting excited.
I know, I'm kidding. So basically, have you heard like all the lore of like a demon comes into you and like sleeps on you and tries to suffocate you? Oh, it's like a big thing with whatever, but it's like sleep paralysis.
Okay.
So it's that feeling of like you can't breathe and whatever.
It makes you think that a demon.
Yeah, so there's like tons of stories. If you Google like demons sitting on me and
sure,
sleep,
like that's what people yeah. imagine when they're...
Yeah,
that's
and I've had I've had two like sleep paralysis things that were the scariest like moments of my life.
Fuck. I had one once, but it wasn't that scary.
Can I tell you mine?
Yeah.
Are you guys into this? Okay. Here's why it's funny.
Just don't make it like a half an hour long, please.
Okay. Give me like 2 minutes. Can I just preface it for 30 seconds and give me like a minute and a half to tell it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll set a timer.
Yeah, please do. So this is when we were working at Jack Astor's. And I remember we was at one point Jack Astor's said, let's add raw tuna to our menu. And it was like one of those days where we had to wake up at like 6 a.m. and go in before it opened and taste test.
Right.
So
that company fucking deserves to die.
Great call out. So I had closed the night before.
Yeah.
Slept for like 3 hours.
Okay.
And then come back to eat raw tuna at Jack Astor's.
Oh yeah. Didn't you like get sick?
So I went home after this and okay. I was in my sister and Jeffrey's like basement bedroom.
Ben.
His name's Ben. I always forget. And I fell asleep and it was like a deep sleep because I was asleep for like 3 hours and I woke up and I had the weirdest food. Anyway, I in the dream, I like woke up and I was like, I feel like weird and like panicking. And I looked over and my phone was like, all the numbers on my phone were like slipping slowly out of my phone.
Chills.
Yeah. Let me go for a second.
Chills on my hog.
So it was slipping off my phone and I was like, I started to be like, what's going on? Like, help. And then I started hearing a voice being like, you won't, like you can't be helped. Like, it was like, no one can help you. So I started like yelling, help. And I like grabbed my phone and I was trying to call like 911, but there were no numbers there. I was trying to text Julian because I was living with Julian at the time. And then my phone like slipped out of my hand and I couldn't reach it. So it was like on the floor and like all the numbers and stuff from the phone came up and were like flying around me.
Oh my gosh.
And I was yelling,
help. Awake.
So I was like, I'm awake and this is happening. And I was yelling, help, like help, help, help. And then I woke up and like lurched forward yelling, help. And was in like a deep sweat and like couldn't breathe. It was like a sleep paralysis moment.
Yeah.
But it felt so vivid and my body like couldn't move.
Isn't that like a lucid, like?
I think it's when part of your brain wakes up before the other part.
Sure. Yeah.
We don't need to get more into it than that. But that was there's a whole like sleep paralysis thing.
And to hear like a voice, that's scary.
But it's a very like religious, like this demon will come and like sit on your chest and try and suffocate you. Okay, but it's like a sleep paralysis.
Right.
And then she wrote her PhD on it.
Wrote a tweet about it.
Yeah, I think she tweeted about it and like handed it into University of Saskatchewan. Go Huskies!
Saskatchewan. That scares me. Do you know that like melatonin is supposed to give you nightmares? That people, like a lot of people say that when they've been taking melatonin, they have nightmares.
That can make sense.
Yeah, and
me.
I've been doing like my little sleep potion, which I actually need to back down on, I think.
Yeah, I don't think the magnesium is a thing. I'm over the magnesium, man.
I mean, it's been helping me sleep, but I'm groggy in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of my weed thing. But like, you have to understand, it's like anything. I'll take a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
Not being able to sleep for days.
No. I know.
And even if it's
Yep.
Nope. I'm gonna come up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have it.
Placebo effect.
Thank you.
Lake Placid effect.
even if it's platonic.
Even if it's platonic, man.
Let's get that sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, but I've been having some little nightmares, and I actually been having like these nights because I have vivid dreams every single night.
Yeah.
We all know this about me. And I've been having like nightmares that are really realistic of like – friends being mad at me. And like, is there a worse nightmare than that?
That's good for your anxiety.
Yeah, I had a nightmare about being on like vacation and ruining someone's clothes, like something that meant a lot to them, and then being so mad at me. If that's not the realest shit in the world.
Yeah, because that's so happenable.
Exactly. Happenable.
That's so happenable.
That's happenable. That's happenable. That's platonic. That's happenable.
Yeah, that is a platonic happenable. You might be like stressed with the show and like worried about things going wrong.
I know. Every single night, I've had nightmares about the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Right hand. Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's my fault for putting metal in front of you. That actually is my fault.
That is your fault. That's fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
Not very nice.
Do you believe in ghosts?
You know what?
To circle back.
I got 25 minutes later. I kind of like always felt like I had, but I think that was like the media really shoving that down my throat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you ever have like as a kid any spooky moments?
I felt like I saw someone in my house once, and I kind of had feelings that my house was haunted growing up.
Yeah. How old's your? That was an old barn.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Like 80. Give the address.
Whatever, you don't live there anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
If anything, go egg that no, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I actually want that house back. That was always my plan.
Do you think people
No, I don't want to live there. Like, we just like had such a good time growing up there that we're like, one of us is gonna buy this house back.
Right. And then, I've thought that way about my old Saskatchewan cottage. I'm like, I'm gonna buy that little baddie back.
That's nice. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Really not dying. Let's not commit to Byron. But I think I told like a sister once about, I was like, oh yeah, there was like a woman doing this and this and this in my room. Not long ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kids, so the age 6 apparently is a very like paranormal age. Sure. And like it's like a lot of kids like see stuff or like shadows and like imagination stuff. Not saying you're not haunted as shit, but I remember being like that age-ish and being like, my basement is haunted. And like, I had a weird moment with bees, like, and like I'd hear voices.
You're like learning about that stuff and you're just opening your imagination to it all. Yeah. Which is fun.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think would win a fight?
Okay.
Voldemort or Thanos?
Which one's is
the,
which one's
from the Avengers?
Yeah, which one's the Thanos again?
The big purple one. Like the big one at the end. Who,
what actor plays that?
Josh Brolin.
Oh, okay. Ooh. What was the first one again?
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
You think Voldemort beats Thanos?
Yeah.
Who like took over planets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that take from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, one more. Do you remember Crabbe and Goyle from Harry Potter?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
last night, Will was bawling his eyes out watching Lord of the Rings. Sobbing.
Why? Why?
He's so special. Sam and Frodo, they're so special.
Is he tired?
Yeah. He'd be so mad at me right now for saying that.
Well, then listen to the podcast and get mad, man.
No, I mean, he loves to tear up. During movies.
During Lord of the Rings. Okay. How do you like this for a take?
Yep.
Orlando Bloom isn't hot. Orlando Bloom in Lord of the Rings as Legolas is hot.
I can get behind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Although I saw Orlando Bloom playing Romeo in a production of Romeo and Juliet in New York City.
Right.
Yeah.
And
he looked hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I've heard this is a rumor. I don't know if this is true or not.
In New York City.
Yes, we get it. You went to New York. Congratulations. You're basically Serena Williams, the queen of New York. Oh my gosh, they're making... I'll get back to my thing in a second. But first, one of my things. George Costanza bobblehead day at a Yankees game. They're giving 18,000 bobbleheads.
That's so...
Is that not going to be the most rowdy, like...
Yeah.
Lineup the crowd in that, the history and the,
that,
of...
That brings out that, yeah.
In New York. Like, they're going to be... Dozens of fights in line to get one of those.
That's hilarious.
Oh, what was I going to say before? New York?
New York, Serena Williams. Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom. Now, I heard back in the day that, I don't know where this, Selena Gomez one time.
Okay, you totally told me this, and that she said he was like the best sex ever.
Yeah. Showed up to Orlando Bloom's place, but like in like a house coat.
Yeah, well, in like a trench coat. Right?
Huh. I don't think he was in a trench coat.
Like that classic
like
move of
three people in a trench coat.
No, but like a trench coat with nothing underneath, like a coat.
Yeah, no, but that's why I think it was like a silk, like a house robe. Oh. I think that's a little sexier than a trench coat.
No, people wear like a coat with nothing underneath or lingerie sometimes. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, but I think
you're mixing up like the.
But do you not think like a silk robe is sexier than a trench coat?
Yeah, but you
coat?
Can't like walk down the street in a silk robe. The idea is that no one else.
You think Selena Gomez is walking down the street in a
trench
coat?
No one knows that you have nothing underneath. So you can like see the concierge and be like, oh yes, ring me up.
Right.
That's
right. Right. That's like I don't think that's how this situation played out, but I do hear your logic of this.
Yeah.
But I also don't think Orlando Bloom's on like the sixth floor of 101 Peter Street where the concierge has to buzz in Selena Gomez.
Okay.
And also, I don't think Selena Gomez is like, I'm going to walk 2.4 kilometers to Bloomers. Like, yeah. I think she
you
like.
Know, we have to take this to the babies. To
anyway, see I think that's the most fire thing I've ever heard. And then she's like, yeah, that was like the dopest.
Yeah.
Now, none of that could be true, but for some reason, that's in my brain.
Very much that is like a core memory that I have as
of
well.
Me. One more thing I would like to get to.
Okay.
And I need you to talk about this because I just found out this was a thing last week. What's going on with Kay Middleton this week?
Yeah, she like edited a weird picture. It was like Mother's Day in the UK and she edited a picture where people were like, wait, this picture didn't just happen.
Yeah, and it's then like the most like, Photoshopped.
Yeah, thing ever. And then she came out being like, got me, you know, like everyone, I like to like use my editing skills to like make a big,
okay.
But there's been, before that, people thought that she was having surgery in January and that like she wasn't doing well or something. Like there's so many theories. So they thought that she tried to put that picture out to show that she was like fine, but like she clearly isn't. The funniest theory is that she's. A contestant on The Masked Singer.
No, that's not real.
It's not real, but it's funny.
That's the best theory time.
I know. I think Kelly sent me that.
That's unreal.
But someone thinks that she's in like a wheel.
I just heard missing. But this is also
missing.
Yeah, I heard there was like missing rumors because she like hasn't been in the public.
Yeah. No, I think like just like unwell, like medically, like
That's the thing with it, man. Well. If you're not in the limelight, we gonna speculate, baby. We gonna speculate.
You heard it here first. You heard it from my boy Jimmer first.
I heard she showed up to Orlando Bloom's wearing a trench coat. A British trench coat. And a wig.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Would you ever be a brony? Would you ever be a brony? My Little Pony fan?
What the fuck are you asking me?
I don't know why that I thought of that.
A brony?
Yeah, do you remember?
Is that a My Little Pony?
Yeah, do you remember when our girl Emma from Bra
did
the My Little Pony show? And she's like, it's half like 40-year-old dudes in the
crowd.
You
know what? I kind of think maybe my career is ending, going in that kind of direction.
Man, like what if they're like, you're a pony, but here's like 58K a year?
Hell yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I'll do it for $10,000.
Well, come on. Hey, come on. Chin up, dude. Chin up, dude. We don't have to be a pony. You don't have to do a year's work for $10,000.
Yeah.
Chin up, you little pony. Okay. I feel really good.
Me too. Ooh, first yawn of the pod.
I think that's usually a good sign that like we've done pretty close to enough. How's your Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar?
It's good.
Is it? You love Dr. Pepper. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Good for you. We've got our show coming up at the end of April. Assembly Theater. We're going to get you details. We're going to get through Steph's album recording.
Yeah.
And then one thing at a time.
We're excited for that show.
We're excited for Steph's album recording too. Send her good luck messages this week, guys. She's going to be having nightmares. She's going to be having nightmares.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say.
Come on.
Yes, words can't bring you down. Ooh. Oh, you are beautiful, never sing.